You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. You. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. Just a quick note before we get into the astrology of the day. If you are tuning into the show for the first time, I just want to let you know that the show's format has temporarily changed, and that is because I am on maternity leave. Typically, every single episode includes a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign or your rising sign. But as I make this transition into motherhood, I am listening to my body and what it feels capable of doing in this moment. So instead, what you can expect, again, temporarily, each episode will include an overview of the astrology for the day, any major astrological transits or events that are happening, and I'll also call out which zodiac signs will be impacted by them the most intensely. This information alone should be very useful in helping you navigate your day, finding pockets of celebration, auspicious or lucky times to take action, and even when the energy might be a little off or funkier. Again, I absolutely will be returning to the original format, but I've got to bring a baby into this dimension first and then learn how to become a mom. As always, thank you so much for being here, and I hope these mini episodes continue to offer you guidance throughout your day. This is your daily horoscope for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Holy smokes, we have got a wild day in the sky, and it all starts out around 3:30 a.m. when the moon in Scorpio forms an opposition with Uranus in Taurus. The moon represents our emotional stability, our inner world, and Uranus is a planet of instability and surprises. So since this is taking place in the middle of the night, it's possible that you're having a bout of insomnia or trouble sleeping. Maybe you wake up after a very profound dream, or maybe you had some sort of solution or important message arrive through a dream as well. Or you even could wake up to some sort of surprising news. Later on, around 5 a.m., the moon in Scorpio is going to form an opposition with Jupiter in Taurus. And Jupiter is a planet of celebration, exaggeration, and support. So this can mark a moment of celebration, but also a moment of indulgence. Anytime the moon is involved, it has to do with our emotions. So this could also look like some sort of big emotional release. Now, something else that is very important to name is the moon is a trigger in astrology. So you've probably heard me say that because the moon is the closest celestial body to Earth, when it connects with planets that are farther away, it brings that energy down to Earth. So a few days prior, we had that Uranus and Jupiter conjunction in the sign of Taurus for the first time since 1941. And now that the moon is connecting with Uranus and Jupiter back to back, it is going to bring and reactivate that energy that took place on April 20th. So think back to that day, what was percolating, because today those themes and events might grow louder. And then we have an absolute cosmic gift taking place at 6 a.m. Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries ends. So Mercury stations direct at 15 degrees of Aries. So if you have any planets or placements between 10 to 20 degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, you're going to feel the effects of this station the most intensely. Now, if you are newer to astrology, it is always so important to understand that once Mercury stations direct, that does not mean that Mercury retrograde is simply over. It means that Mercury is at a standstill and it is beginning to pick up speed and move in a forward motion again, but it is going to take time. So we will now be in what is known as the post-retrograde shadow period, which means that Mercury is essentially tracing over all of the steps that it just took as it was moving backwards in the sky. So this is kind of like the third and final chapter and the final pass of your Mercury retrograde story. Now, the shadow period is going to last until May 12th, so don't be surprised if you still feel and experience some retrograde hiccups, but for the most part, this should be things resolving or even you making decisions based on realizations you had during the retrograde phase. Later on, around 11:30 a.m., the moon in Scorpio is going to form a trine with Mars in Pisces. This is great for taking action, especially creative action or taking action based on your intuitions or your emotions. This can also be a little bit of sexy energy as well. Mars is the planet of motivation and drive, and the moon is our instincts, our intuition, and our emotions. Mars is also the planet of frustration and anger, and if you've been pent up or holding on to any resentment or anger, this could also be a good time to feel into that or proactively work with your anger. Later on, around 4 p.m., the moon in Scorpio is going to form a trine with Neptune in Pisces. And this is incredibly sweet and compassionate energy. Neptune is a planet of empathy, creativity, but it's also the martyr and it can miss red flags. Again, the moon represents our emotions. So this could look like having an open-hearted conversation with someone. People are feeling more compassionate. Neptune also has to do with our spirituality and our intuition. So this can kick up a heightened moment of intuition. I think this is a great time for any divination work and any cleansing rituals as well. When the moon and Neptune link up in a supportive way like this, it could also help you access your feelings, which might mean a good solid cry. Later on, around 6:30 p.m., the moon enters Sagittarius, and this is going to put us in a more playful, adventurous, and outgoing mood. We're feeling more curious, open-minded, and craving new experiences. This is also a great time for learning, communicating, and sharing your beliefs far and wide. Around 10:30 p.m., the moon in Sagittarius is going to form a sextile with Pluto in Aquarius, and this is going to add a level of depth and intimacy to our interactions, and this can also heighten our intuition. So if you are asleep at this time, like I am planning to be, pay attention to your dreams. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much and see you tomorrow.